before I start my speech.
Let me thank you again for coming. I appreciate you coming. All of us, many of you are here to encourage me, and that's why you're here. Of course, to hear both sides out and support the truth, and I appreciate it. I wish I could return the favor in some way. Perhaps I'll be able to someday. I also want to thank Marge for being willing to do the discussion. Most preachers aren't willing to defend what they believe. They're willing to preach what they believe, but they don't want to scrutinize like this. And I want to thank this church for being willing to host the debate. I can't see how any harm can come out of a Bible study where you get to hear both sides. Yeah, people are just, you know, Marge came up here and hit me over the head with a bat because she got mad at me. Yeah, I can see some harm in that, but if you're discussing the scriptures in a nice and friendly way, then I don't see how that can be a bad thing. Certainly in the Bible. One place, I believe it's in Acts 19, it said Paul disputed daily for 2 years. We don't have any preachers doing that today. I got as much as I do, I'm not doing anything compared to what he did. He had a love for souls, Paul did, so he was out trying to persuade anybody he had a chance to persuade. Anyway, let me get to my speech. I'm just going to try to let the Bible speak one last time on this issue because, as I mentioned from 2 Timothy 3, the Bible is right because it's inspired. And what it says is what it means, and it's correct. The law of Moses condemned homosexual relations. Leviticus 18:22, thou shalt not lie with mankind as with womankind. It is abomination. If a man also lie with mankind as he lies with a woman, both of them have committed an abomination. They shall surely be put to death. Their blood shall be upon them. Homosexual relations are called an abomination in the Old Testament, and they're put on par with having sex with an animal. We went over that. There are the two verses. Thou shalt not lie with mankind as with womankind is an abomination. Neither shalt thou lie with any beast to defile thyself therewith. Neither shall any woman stand before a beast to lie down thereto. It is confusion. They're put in the same category. A man having sex with another man is like a man having sex with an animal. According to the Bible, that is. According to God. I hope that maybe will cause some of us to wake up and think about what we're doing. Romans 1:24-27. Wherefore God gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts to dishonor their own bodies between themselves. Now, have went to the Old Testament, but I'm going to show the same is true under the New Testament. For this cause God gave them up into vile affections, for even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. That's the lesbians. Likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burning their lust one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which is meet. These are terms used to refer to homosexuality here. Uncleanness. It's still uncleanness even if you're not doing it in worship to an idol. Dishonor. It's vile. Even if you're not doing it in worship to an idol, it's vile. Change the natural use. It's against nature. Leaving the natural use. Unseemly. Error. This Bible, this verse in the New Testament severely condemns homosexuality. And it's not condemning it just when it's in worship to an idol any more than the fornication, the adultery here in this context. The haters of God is only condemned because it's in worship to an idol. 1 Corinthians 6, verse 9. Do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Give me a 2 and a 1 warning. Do not be deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, neither homosexuals, nor sodomites, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners will inherit the kingdom of God. The Bible is saying that as long as you're a fornicator, idolater, an adulterer, a homosexual, as long as you continue to practice that, refuse to repent, refuse to change, you cannot go to heaven. Now, if you're part of a church, that means, theoretically, you want to go to heaven. Why else would you be part of a church? Well, here's what the Bible is saying. Your manual, the church manual, is saying you've got to do to go to heaven. It's saying you can't be a homosexual and go to heaven. I'm not saying that to try to insult you. I'm trying to warn you. Because I love your soul. Amen. And if I'm wrong about something, I'd want you to tell me too. Please change your practice so that you can, and continue to study the Bible, so that you can go to heaven. You've got to repent. 1 Timothy 1:10, we also know this. The law was not made for a good man, but for people who are lawless, rebels, ungodly, sinners, unholy, not religious, father killers, mother killers, murderers, sexual sinners, homosexuals, slave traders, liars, and those who break promises. These and other things are against the healthy teaching as found in the glorious gospel of the blessed God which trusted to me, which he trusted to me. The simple English New Testament. You see that homosexual is just part of the list of other sins. These sins, these practices are condemned by the Bible. Jesus said, have you not read that he which made them at the beginning made them male and female? He said, for this cause shall a man leave father and mother, shall cleave to his wife,
They shall be twain and be one flesh.
He defined marriage as between male and female. Adam and Eve, as we say, not Adam and Steve. That's the way he defined it. It was that way from the very beginning. Anything else goes contrary to Scripture. Goes contrary to God. If you love God, I urge you to love Him more than your sexual desire. And then lastly, let's go back to 1 Corinthians 6. We read verse 9. Let's look again at verse 11. He said, those who commit such things, in verse 10, shall not inherit the kingdom of God. He says, and such were, past tense, some of you. But now you're washed. Now you're justified. Now you're cleansed. They used to be homosexuals. But they stopped the practice. They repented. Proves you can stop it. Proves you ought to. They did. And because they did, they were forgiven. And they were in a saved relationship with God. You can be in a saved relationship with God. You can repent of this sin. Any sins I have, I need to repent. If you're committing the sin of homosexuality, you need to repent and stop. They did it. You can do it. They had to do it to be saved, and so do you. I love you and I urge you to do that. Because I want you to go to heaven. I want to see you in heaven. Please.